Ardil McDermott, I suppose you can say, "O ye of little faith," because it's finally arrived. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, and the performances were steadily improving.
The word, Tom, is improving there over the last number of games. In Armagh last week, we had a good performance, but we got the result today, funny enough, and we didn't get the performance. And I suppose other games were getting performance and no results, so we'll take a result today, Tom. It's the first
and
of the year.
Talk to me about this game. Came in on the back of last week and the fact that you were playing a higher level of hurling all season than Armagh need for the last couple of seasons. You know, tentative enough start?
We knew that ourselves, Tom. We knew we were probably for the first time this year we were favourites, and maybe we just didn't carry the favourites tag too well. And maybe in our mind we were sort of looking ahead, and maybe we knew Fermanagh would be a good strong side and knew there were a good camaraderie there, but maybe in our mind we sort of had it won, Tom, and we just didn't really get out of the blocks the way we should have. And it took us a long time to respond to the Fermanagh attack, you know, and thankfully we done enough at the end, you know, but we should have been maybe more focused on our task at hand.
And we'll just concentrate on the first half for a moment, you know, got back into it and then give away the goals.
That's always the way. Like, you know, we're always sort of there, and sort of we should have been tagging on points, and we had about four or five wides in the trot, you know, and then we give away a goal, and we just didn't seem to be firing, and we just didn't seem to be playing as a unit, you know, and against the wand, and we were always just waiting on it to happen as individuals, you know, rather than making it happen as a team. And now we were done, it was 2 points down at half time, and probably deserving so, but we were lucky enough to get a 2 points down because Fermanagh had chances.
Oh yeah, they had a couple of chances. Sean Corrigan caused you all kinds of problems, didn't he? Fantastic corner forward.
He did, very good corner forward, and he really was their target man, you know, and that probably happened to send off in. Maybe he was a big threat there, and we're trying to curtail him. And no, he played very well today, and he liked the ball he's getting in the first half.
Yeah, talk to me about the sending off of Justin McGee before half time. It just like if it was going to be one of those days when things weren't going all right for you.
When you're down and lucky, you know, you always kind of think these things and focus on them, but there's a bit of an altercation at the far side, and to be honest, I thought it was really a free out to Justin, and then the ref let it go ahead, and then the King ended up sort of pushing and shoving, and really was nothing on it, and they got two bookings, which was really and truly shouldn't have happened.
And it's always the first booking that caused the problem.
I saw a first booking, and then Justin went for a tackle in, and he attacked the ball like there was no malice at all, and he gave another booking, and it's just one of those days, you know. And Justin obviously would feel very hard done by, and I would feel sorry for him, to be honest.
Down by 3 points at half time. I have a feeling there was crosswords in the dressing room.
Not at all, Tom. It wouldn't be honest if crosswords now. But now, look, we'll be honest about it. We took a look at ourselves, and we kind of got a bit of a shake up in there. And we knew ourselves, and we know as a team that we weren't performing, and we know we're waiting on it to happen. And we knew ourselves were down to 14 men, and we had to make it happen. And to be fair to this group of fellas, they've been doing it all year round, and every game they're lifting themselves, and they lifted themselves again and got into a wee bit of advantage in the second half and tagged on a lot of scores. And maybe we should have saw the game out, but 14 men, you're always going to overpower you a wee bit. Like, but now the boys.
Danny Conan kind of stepped up after the start of the second half, didn't he? He's the captain.
Danny's the captain, and certainly a leader, and he's leader of the day again, and the man's ability, sure, we all know that. Like, and a few other players there as well stepped up the mark.
Sean McVeigh, I thought.
Sean McVeigh is very good. James O'Donnelly too, and other players around the field. So no, when we needed leaders, they stepped up and they done what they had to do. And we, this team has leaders, and thankfully we do. And you know, we knew the characters there, and no,
because it did take a lot of character given the bashing you took all year.
Well, you see, suppose Tom, you're getting beaten, you're always coming back, and then you get into a game that you think you're going to win, and next thing you're not winning the way you should. And I suppose the mind's a great thing, and you're questioning yourself, are you ever going to win a game? And to get over that hurdle is very, very hard. And thankfully, we kept plugging away, and mentally, we were strong enough to achieve it.
And looking at it, looking forward now, you're into a quarter final. All of a sudden, after winning one game, or it is a quarter final, isn't it? I think
it's a quarter final round now, next Saturday.
And from what I gather as well, kind of maybe the gods are turning. Mayo beat Armagh this weekend, so that means Armagh can't come back in. So you are they're back in it, but you can't play them. So you're going to play either Fingal or Monaghan, the winners of that one, I think.
That's king of what we're hoping for. And Fingal or Monaghan, they'll be a strong opposition. And Monaghan beat Fermanagh there last week by a quite a considerable score, like, you know. So it won't be an easy game, Tom, but we're quietly confident now, and we're quietly building, and we know the performance today wasn't good, but that's not the three Donegal side out the other day, and we know against maybe with our backs to the wall we can perform better, and we're looking to progress here, Tom.
That'll have done a world of good for confidence, I'm sure.
It's getting off the tight pair of shoes, Tom, isn't it? It's a bit of relief now, and we sort of can concentrate now on the hoodoos over us, and we can go ahead now and do our work and concentrate the next game. So we'll build it next week.